Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of In the Building by Hilsey. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
In the Building by Hilsey was released on November 18, 2022, through Point Black Africa under exclusive license from Massine Productions, and it runs about 29 minutes and 5 seconds of runtime. Interestingly, it is an EP, but it's got 11 tracks. Hilsey, we gotta talk about that. We gotta talk, bro. But anyway, as we move on to some other specifics, it's got two collaborations, which is Henry and Mano Beats. And in terms of production credits, we've got Smokey, Mr. Massine himself, Gibbo and Prod Hoops, Ooboy, Beatsmith, Spirit Fingers, and Mano Beats. Yeah, stacked. Imagine my excitement at the title of this particular project, In the Building. Come on, man. It's Hilsey in the Building. That is the perfect project title that Hilsey could have ever picked, ever. Because that's sort of like his tagline of sorts. And so it's quite fitting for this one to be called In the Building. And everything else around it is fitting. When you look at the cover, Hilsey is actually in a parkade. And when you look at the track list as well, it kind of has the park year sign. I liked that. I thought it was a nice touch. And getting into the music, In the Building opens up with Naro, which is blazing hot right now. One of the singles that he's dropped in the last few weeks, and it's done really, really well. Check out the video as well. I thought that was a pretty cool video, and it's vintage Hilsey with that sort of trap soul type of approach with a sing rap going on too, and he just has this ridiculous cadence, which I just don't know how he does it. I saw a clip, an interview clip, where he was actually explaining that what he actually does is he adds his voice as more of an instrumental than a voice, if that makes sense. And that helps him sort of like, you know, ride the beat the way he does, which is totally unique, by the way. It was interesting to see the rollout strategy for In the Building, which really was focused on visuals. About 4 or 5 weeks ago, he dropped Naro, which it's a smash, absolute smash. People have loved it. And then about 2 weeks back, he dropped visuals for the song Forever. And I think that's the one with Henry. And then on release day, he dropped the visuals for Itamushi. So Hilsey has been working extra hard just to give people something pretty awesome. And maybe about a month or two back, I remember a lot of tweets just going up and people were like, we haven't heard music from Hilsey in like 6 months plus, 7 months, what is going on? And he was like, nah, don't worry, I got you. And he got us for real. The biggest song off of In the Building is definitely Chargy, which was released, I think, at the start of 2022 on YouTube. It's over a million views already, and that makes it his biggest song, I believe, of his career. So it's an absolute smash. And what makes this one interesting is really the fact that besides, you know, that Zimbabwe-ness that Hilsey has, the vibe, which is like a dancehall sort of vibe, just fits into so much of the current music that we listen to and can be translated to any border across Africa and even outside of Africa. So it's a huge song. It's an absolutely huge song. And when I listen to all the songs that are on In the Building, I think Signs could be another song that could do some damage, because it has that sort of almost like island pop feel, and again, it's that sound that you can then translate to different cultures and people listening to it, and they'll be like, okay, this is a vibe. So I think that one's got potential, but it goes without saying there are other songs that can completely do that as well. Off the In the Building EP. So from what I have deduced after listening to the whole EP multiple times, I'd say the songs that got next are more likely going to be Better For Myself, Ndinganyepe, Itamushe, and Long Street. Those four songs for me have got serious potential. Obviously Itamushe has got a video right now, so you know, maybe I'll take that off the list, and it probably has next. But then the other songs that I mentioned, they're going to be quite something. The very last song off of In the Building, which is SYM, that one has potential as well, but in a different sense. I don't think it would be the single that catches fire and everybody's like singing it. It likely is the dark horse of the whole album. It's got this nice acoustic that's going on as a lead, and it's just a song that you probably just end up listening to multiple times without even thinking about it, and there's no buzz about the song per se, but it just ends up being one of those songs with a lot of streams or something. So that's kind of like a little prediction, Yana, for me. Overall, I think In the Building is a good album that gives you unique, well, good EP. Sorry, Hilsey. In the Building is a good EP that gives you unique insight into who Hilsey is and the type of sound that he brings. What I see as a difference between particularly Chisikana, which was the last project that he released, and this one, is this is more, I think, personal. On a Hilsey perspective, Chisikana had a lot more of the love joints, and there's some sort of sonic soundscapes that I didn't necessarily always associate with Hilsey from the first time that I heard, I think, songs like Murora. You know, there was a certain sound that I associated with Hilsey, but on Chisikana, I think he branched out. He did a little bit more to almost like capture different markets, if that makes sense. On this one, it feels like he's really gone back like to the hard-hitting bassy trap type songs, and then he kind of mixes it up with, you know, a little bit of grit, a little bit of confidence, like, you know, from a dude perspective, and then he puts in some nice love songs as well, you know, and softens it up with his vocals. So basically, the comparison between him and the beat is the one that goes hard. Hilsey kind of softens it up and brings those melodies and smoothens it out. What you also find with In the Building is consistency. Hilsey is very, very consistent with what he gives us from track 1 right through to track 11. His flow is impeccable. He knows how to write a beat, probably better than most artists I can even think of. He is super, super consistent when it comes to that. In that regard, it makes In the Building almost a No Skips album. I think for me, I only had like one song where I was like, not really my kind of style. But outside of that, the whole album is listenable. I've listened to it about 3 times now, and I'm loving the vibe. I already picked my favorites. So out of the 11 tracks, I've got about 7 tracks that I've already saved to my library, and another 2 that I'm still on the fence about, but they're still good tracks. So this is a very well done album. The execution is great. The timing is even better. I loved the rollout, like I said, and he really gave us some big smashes. I do think that Naro could be another huge smash hit. On YouTube, it's sitting on 384,000-385,000 views right now, which is huge for a song that was released like 4 weeks ago. This is pretty awesome. Ultimately, I'd say fans of Hilsey will absolutely love this project, because he takes a little bit of the vintage Hilsey, the one that we fell in love with many years ago, and he just spices it up and adds a little something just to give it that recency, so to speak. And he nailed it, executed it. I will give In the Building a 7.3 out of 10. Go and check it out. You're going to get some bangers out of it. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.